It's because it doesn't look like you.
He's looking kind of,
thank you.
Butch was looking kind of dapper.
I would at least made a funny face.
Thought you'd been working out or something.
Yeah. He's a little thinner than I am.
Certain, whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the January 2nd meeting of Orville City Council. This evening, we have new members that were re-elected and one new member. And we are going to have a little bit of a change in the agenda. Mrs. Kirkbride is not well this evening, so the mayor is going to do the swearing in of all of our new people. So, you want to do those as one group, mayor?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll just do it everybody at once.
Yeah. Fishing.
Got a big Bible. Yeah. Come on out here, guys. You. Three that were re-elected and
four.
One newly elected. Emily, you've got a table right there.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh,
whole table.
Yeah. Especially for the Daily Record. all of you will raise your right hand and place a hand, left hand on the Bible, and then just repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Ernest Richard,
do solemnly affirm to support the Constitution. Of the United States of America and the State of Ohio. To uphold the laws and the ordinances. Of the City of Orville. And to faithfully, honestly, and impartially. Discharge the duties of the office of City Council of the City of Orville. There you go. Congratulations. Yeah. There you go.
Congratulations to the three that renewed, and a special congratulations to our newest member, Mr. Rick Aspiris Jr. I've got to be able to keep you two separated now. Next on the agenda is our prayer, and Pastor Chuck Davis from Calvary Assembly will be praying with us.
On behalf of the Orville Ministerial Association, Happy New Year.
Everyone,
a great new year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this awesome opportunity, Lord, as we have, Lord, gathered together tonight to look at the business of the City of Orville. Lord, I pray, Lord, that in this brand new year, Lord, that you would just impart new vision, fresh vision, Lord God, in the hearts and the lives of these servants. I pray your blessing upon them as they, Lord, sit down and they have the city's best interest in mind. I pray that you would skillfully, Lord, just guide them and lead them. May we call on you for wisdom, Lord God, in situations that arise. And we pray, O God, again for your protection on our city. We pray that you would cover over each and every one of these servants and their families. Keep them and strengthen them through this endeavor. And Lord, I pray your blessing on everything that's now said and done for the honor and the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Aspiris Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Aspiris Sr.
Here.
Corkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of our regular meeting minutes from our December 18th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Yes, sir?
I move to approve those minutes as documented.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Aspiris Jr.?
Yes.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Yes again.
Did I say yes? Yes.
Before I said your name, I wanted to make sure it was you.
I really want to approve.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Lorson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's that time of year. I did receive the draft of the 2018 final appropriations schedule. I will look that over as chair and reach out to my fellow councilmen as far as if these dates will work, and then we'll have something a little more formal to announce at the next meeting. I would also like to extend congratulations on the successful Councilman Asparis Jr. On his election, and I'd like to say that I do know a little bit about him, so I do believe that he will do a good job in representing the city of Oroville and keeping the best interest of the citizens. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you. We'll move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met. There's no report. However, the power plant is running quite well right now due to our limited time, but we're using that. So you're going to see a lot of steam. And, Mr. Brediger may have more to add to that. I don't know, but it's running. It's good to see that much. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is health and safety, and Mr. Asparis Jr., I know you've not had time to get into that yet since this is your first meeting, but that's where you're going to be the chairman.
All right.
Okay. We'll move to parks and recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but Happy New Year, and stay indoors. It's too cold to be out in the parks.
Thank you. Transportation. Mr. Shu.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but I would like to mention, if Mr. Wheeler is going to talk about this, I hope there's a meeting on January 16th at Schmidt Hall, open to the public to discuss the Pine Street project. ODOT and our engineers from Engineers Associates will be there.
Yes, sir.
So I just wanted to make that public and remind any council people that that's coming up. That would be before our next council meeting, between 4 and 6, I believe.
Correct.
So if anybody wants to come by and get the full scoop, it'd be good.
Is that the 16th?
Correct. 16th, yeah. Schmidt Hall. 4 to 6.
Thank you, Mr. Shoup.
Yes, sir.
Well, move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report here, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has no report, which is good because I have no voice.
We planned it that way. Thank you. We have no special committee reports this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple things. I'd like to officially welcome Emily Morgan from the Daily Record. She's going to be our official reporter now, and we have gone since Paul Loker retired a few times here without any representation, so we hope that'll change, but we welcome you to our council meeting. Our employee of the month is for January is Jeremy Wolford from the Distribution Department. Jeremy works as an A line worker, and he started in September of 2009 as a C line worker, and after attending the Stark State Line Worker course, has advanced through the ranks to his current position. He usually runs the digger truck in setting new poles, and he and his wife Megan have three sons and live near Maslin. Jeremy enjoys taking his sons to youth sports programs. He also enjoys the Maslin Tigers, and I hear Mr. Wheeler growling like a bulldog over there. Jeremy also likes the NBA basketball teams and watching college football, especially Ohio State. So now he's playing. Okay, and he also enjoys riding his bicycle when the weather allows. according to Mr. Larson, that's any time, right? Okay, Jeremy is a great employee to have around when the weather gets bad. He's always ready to come in when called and just made a trip to Florida this past fall. He and Kyle Miller were our two linemen that went down to Florida to help the people get electricity back on after Hurricane Irma. So I really appreciate his efforts in doing that. That was not a fun job, I'm sure, dealing with all that. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Not much to report, just mostly winter duties occurring for most of the departments. The service department obviously keeping an eye on the weather, as well as filling potholes as weather allows. That is with cold patch. They're very short-term and expensive, so we do try to focus on the main roads with that cold patch process. As Mr. Shoup mentioned, January 16th, 2 weeks from tonight, is an open house at Schmidt Hall. It's just an update on the proposed Pine Street project. It is an open house format, so you can come anytime between 4 and 6. There isn't any presentation or any set time that anyone needs to be there. Just pop in and you can get updated on the process and where we're at in the project or the proposed project at this point. Also, I'd like to welcome Mr. Spears Jr. to council, and also welcome back Mr. Wilson, Mr. Hampshire, and Mr. Wilson. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. We'll now move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Grettinger.
Thank you, Mr. President. As was reported, we do have the generation plant up this week. We had it up last week in anticipating of setting a transmission peak. As you're aware, that one of the benefits of still having that plant is to be able to not only generate the energy that's needed, but mainly to offset the transmission system operators' high cost. And when our peaks are set, which normally occur during the summer periods, but it seems like the past couple of years we've seen those occur over the winter time. If the peak is set this week and the plant is operating at full capacity, just it being in service for that 1 hour or two will probably be offsetting half of our transmission costs this year, which will be put pretty close to about $6.5 million. So that's mainly the reason that we're up and running this week. It's not that we need the energy produced from the plant. Roughly 60% of the energy coming in that's supplying our customers right now since the changes last January are coming from all of our projects. Any excess that we are selling or that we have the capability of selling during this period is going into the marketplace. And as you can imagine, with these colder temperatures, we're seeing those wholesale market prices up quite a bit. So this is one of the few times that we're running to save on those transmission costs, and the side benefit that it will bring in some outside wholesale sales revenues to us. So we do get to capture a little bit of that. Other than that, that's all I have tonight. Just tell everybody to stay warm. Relief's on the way into next week.
Mr. Spears.
Yeah, I have a question. Mr. Brennan, can you give us an update on the solar panels?
We expect to have Site 1 ran into some commissioning problems towards the end of December. They're supposed to be wrapping up that work this week. That's the smaller site out adjacent to where Ventrax operations are at. The larger site just south of the wastewater treatment plant is expected to be in service by the end of the third week in January. So both projects are coming along pretty good. They just had some inverter issues with the first field that was supposed to be commissioned about 2 weeks ago. But again, that smaller site is a 1 megawatt site, and the other site south of wastewater treatment plant is 2 megawatts.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that's all I have tonight, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to our Finance Director, Ms. Strimler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening, but I too would like to welcome the new and returning Councilman and look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our law director is excused this evening, but for my report, first thing for this month, as you notice tonight, it's Tuesday and not Monday. Our next meeting will also be on a Tuesday rather than a Monday. So keep that in mind for the general public if you're planning on coming to a meeting, but especially for all of our council people so that we all show up on Tuesday. One other thing, our committees for this year have been adjusted slightly since we have had some changes on council. The new committees are going to be on an email that will be in your computer. So be sure to look at those. There have been some changes. Somewhere you were a secretary one place, you may be somewhere else now. And Mr. Asparis Jr. is going to be all new at every one of his places. So you need to take a real close look at that. And since we no longer have Mr. Vance, our new president pro tem is going to be Rich Korfman. So everybody, be sure to take a look at that. Find out what committee you're on. And take note. We have one other thing. Our clerk this evening has an announcement that has to do with liquor license.
We have a request for a liquor license transfer from Bueller Food Markets, Inc., doing business as Bueller's Mart, to Sticks Acquisition, LLC, that is taken over as Bueller's. If there's no objections, we'll go ahead and submit that.
Okay. That ends my report for this evening. We'll move to the good of the order. This seems to have been a very abbreviated agenda since we have no new or old business, but we do have a spot for good of the order. Does anyone have anything this evening? I don't see anybody. I see Mr. Wilson.
Mr. President, I move we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second,
Mr. Asparis Sr.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting this evening. We're now adjourned. And Mr. Spears is trying to get a picture of your husband in front of that nice city of Orville sign.
Make sure you can. Minutes?
So, just talking to a
I'll definitely be able to make it to all of the first Mondays, second Mondays. Someone else has them too, so I'm trying to do the third Monday. Yeah, I think maybe it'll depend, and then, you know, I know like Creston averages like 15 minutes for the meeting, so if it doesn't seem like anything's going on, it's just me. Oh, that looks so easy.
I think that's it.
Appreciate it. You guys have a good night. Hey, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Yes, okay.
I just thought of myself.
Don't worry.
They need to have a ring.
If you guys would wear your suits and ties next week for the council picture.
Wow.
Look at that picture taken, not next week, but next council meeting.
You still have those?
Okay. Still have those.
Wow.
Plus all the other villages.
Oh my gosh.
The county.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know it. Shoot tie next meeting.
It'll be a big difference in not being a married.
I haven't ever since we were married.
And now you're standing there, so you're trying to sneak out.
No, actually, I need to get back there, so I'm recording. Can I switch through and get the recording turned off?
I wouldn't.
He's a little bit more, marmalade.
Oh, she's good. Just throw it away. Can I see a picture?
Right, right. Now she is feeling, hey, Rick, I forgot.
Thank you.
What's, you get.